Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show here, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you. Our last program before the election. My goodness. I have heard from so many people they can hardly wait for this thing to be over. I understand that. I get that. But for me, and while I would agree, it's not because I can't stand any more of it on TV, because I don't watch that much TV. My wife gets her news from the TV. I get it by reading. What bothers me, and probably what has me wanting an end to this season more than anything else, would have to be the somewhere between 25 to 45 text messages I get every single day from candidates asking for money. Probably one third of them are from Ted Cruz. A lot of from Trump. I get it. I do all that I can on the air, but somehow my number got out. I put stop. I put report. Delete as junk. I keep getting them. I don't know if they have a database of to which they then apply 5,000 different telephone numbers. So no matter how many times you say stop or report as junk on the text, they just go to a different number and send you the same stuff over. I don't know. I don't dislike Ted Cruz. He's not my favorite guy, but if I were in Texas, would I vote for him? Absolutely. Trump, I love him. And even more so when I see everything that the Democrats do to try to topple him, that just sort of comes back in their face. So, all right, so Cammie says she's, she worked at McDonald's. Probably a lie, because everything she says is a liar. She's a consummate liar. That's all she knows. That's the only thing she does well, is lie, except on that one sex podcast. She didn't need any notes for that. I'm serious. She didn't use any notes when she was on that sex podcast. Can't even think what it was. Be a good daddy or something kind of perverted like that. But because the Democrats, essentially, if they really believe what they advocate, then they're all perverts. And Biden being one of the perverts in chief, gosh, just shot this photo shot the other day of him. Looks like he's biting this one-year-old somewhere down in the groin area. It is not photoshopped. He is the pervert in chief. And if Harris is elected, she will succeed him in that capacity. But the things that they try to do or do to try to sway the public, like she comes out and talking about being an employee at McDonald's, which just another lie. She can't prove it. Nobody will prove it. Nobody tries to prove it. The media just ignores it because they're used to her lying, and that's their role, to carry water as the official marketing agency of the Democrat Party. That's your legacy media. But Trump, in an act of brilliance, goes and serves fries and runs a drive-through window for 15 or 20 minutes at some McDonald's. The left can't handle that. The left can't handle Trump being for real something that Harris fakes. And so Joey No Brains, in the trend or in the spirit of Hillary calling us deplorables, calls Trump supporters garbage. And so what does he do? He drives driving a garbage truck and does an interview, a press conference with a vest on for the garbage truck driver. I can't even think where he's speaking. He's everywhere. He's everywhere, and they say he's too old. And Harris, they catch her yawning the other day, and she's talking about needing a rest, probably F-bombing her troops for not carrying on her campaign for her because she's not smart enough, she doesn't have the guts enough, and she's certainly not moral enough to carry on in any capacity whatsoever. Harris is not fit to be a garbage truck driver. But Trump goes out and does it. And then shows up at that rally with 25,000 people with a... Look, he's a billionaire who relates to the common man more than any billionaire I know. And I don't... Well, I'm sorry. I don't know any billionaires. Well, yes, I do, actually, but not very well. And then Harris, who wishes she was a billionaire, wants to act like a billionaire, but she's, well, you know what? I don't need to go any further on that. But other than I want to say, wasting no time, the Babylon Bee comes out and says, Biden calls on those deplorable garbage Nazis to tone down the rhetoric. And my favorite. Since the press conference with when he's got the garbage truck driver uniform with a reflective vest on and everything, and he's sitting in that truck, it says the Babylon Bee says that Trump scores the coveted endorsement from hefty trash bags. Oh my gosh, those guys are just too good, but they're so true. All right, I'd start with good news. Try to end with good news. I frequently fail at that. But the good news today here are a couple of stories. I just love this, love this, love this. It deals with the University of Nevada's women's volleyball team. And they're in this tournament with this tranny-loving squad from California, the California Trannies, having guys playing women's basketball. Because apparently San Jose State does not have the morals, the guts, or the brains to understand that you don't just make yourself a woman, that when you turn 40, you're still going to need a prostate exam, no matter what you call yourself, Ms. whatever. Well, the University of Nevada said, our girls will show up. A majority of the girls at the University of Nevada women's volleyball team said, no, we're not. We're not going to do that. And forced the University of Nevada to forfeit, as did five other teams in this tournament said, we're not playing against trannies. We're not playing it against guys who are taller and stronger and everything, who fake it like they're a woman. And so the university doesn't do the right thing, but the university is forced to do the right thing because you got a number of girls at the University of Nevada to say, well, hey, we aren't doing this. God bless you, girls. I mean, it's not often that something out of Nevada takes the high moral ground. Now, I know I got a lot of listeners in Las Vegas. I think it's the second highest city. And you know what I'm talking about, and you know the spirit with which I say that. But you've got a strong Trump following there. He could win that state. But when anybody stands up for something moral like this, I want to applaud them. It just isn't. It isn't what with legal prostitution and gambling and all these other things, people associate Nevada with taking a high moral ground. I got to tell you, I actually really like Las Vegas. I really, truly do. I've got a bunch of friends there. I get to preach there. It has nothing to do with the gambling. I couldn't give a rip about that. I don't care for the environment. The ding, 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 while somebody's busy losing their Social Security and maybe even wetting their pants on the bar stool or the stool, you know, because they have to replace those seats very frequently because of people urinating on them because they don't want to get up and go use the bathroom, fearful that after having spent a ton of money on some one-armed bandit, somebody else will come in and pull the lever once and it'll be cha-ching. I've had the people tell me that. And yet in Las Vegas, you can't shock the Christians. This is why I love the city in an odd sort of way. There's no shocking Christians. They're around this stuff that you want to tell it like it is, you can. I've never felt limited in any message I've ever given, and I love preaching in that city because I feel probably more freedom there than anywhere else. Well, anyway, so that's God bless you, girls. Then this next story, and I'm done with the good news for a little while. In Chicago, south side of Chicago, which is predominantly black, these Chicago convenience store patrons, which we're talking about black patrons of convenience stores on Chicago's south side, they're ticked. They're ticked because the immigrants are taking over. And they are driving the migrants, who the illegals, who the left thinks are the key to taking over the country through illegal voting. Once again, there's this big backfire because it's actually forcing a lot of minorities and lower income people, of all ethnicities, to take a good hard look at the party that's supposed to be helping them is actually hurting them. And so I'm looking at this black guy, this picture here, holding up a sign that says Black Lives MAGA. And a guy smiling behind him, holding some other pro-Trump sign. You gotta love it. It's just like what the enemy intends for evil, God finds a way to use for good, whether it's the McDonald's deal, whether it's bozo brain Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. Flip that, spin that. He tries to spin it. He can't, but we don't spin it. We just flip it and bringing more people. I got to believe whatever number of people are driven away by this Hitler, 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 Hitler nonsense. I've got to believe that if you got to say it that many times, you got to be lying. And all the things they say that are waking people up and driving them to the right side. So where does that bring us to now? Down to the tarmac, ground level here. We're going to cover, as quickly as I can, the 13, just 13 lies of Kamala Harris and from her closing arguments in Washington, D.C. You see, Trump's out there talking about issues all the time. Issues, policies, plans, reason to have hope. What does Harris say? Hitler, 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 Hitler. You stupid moron, Harris. Goodness sakes. I take that back. She does have one other talking point. Abortion, 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 abortion. Let's kill these babies. I don't know. Is she such a sourpuss because, look, there's nothing wrong with a woman not having children. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, there are guys who don't have children. I mean, the Bible says that, some men are eunuchs naturally, meaning they can't. Other men are eunuchs because they've been made eunuchs of men, meaning castration, by typically queens and kings who don't like these guys around his girl. And then there are those that are eunuchs for the kingdom of God. Just so to say, I'm not going to get married. I've got a commitment to carry out some task, whatever God would have me do, in the kingdom of God. And it's none of them bear any shame. In fact, there's really honor for those who are eunuchs for the kingdom of God. So I'm not beating up on Harris because she hasn't had any children. But I also am not offended by J.D. Vance's childless cat lady. I think it's pretty funny, actually. But I couldn't fit all of her key lies into this program. So I have to focus on certain ones. To that end, I'm going to call on Breitbart to help me out here with a piece that they did. I have all this information in various places, but they've condensed it down to just 13 big lies. Are they, she only told 13 lies? No, but these are the 13 biggest lies just from her closing arguments at the in Washington, D.C. the other day. It's not all the other stuff that she lies about, because it's all she knows how to do. She is demon possessed. Yep, I said it. I believe it. I've felt that for some time. I can look into those eyes when she's talking and see the possession. I really can. This doesn't include her brushing off of the backside of her hand the other day, the guy that holds up the cross to her and tells him that he's at the wrong rally. There's some pretty bad stuff with here. So I got so much to share here, and some of this is only going to be relevant before the election. I better roll. With number one, thank you, Breitbart, because I'm going to do some quoting of you today. Quote, that then President Trump sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people. That's what she said. But Trump did not send a mob. In fact, he told his supporters to march, quote, peacefully and patriotically. Now, there were rioters there, but there are a couple, I think there are five, that got charged with firearm crimes. Nobody got shot. The only one that got shot and killed, or shot, period, but got killed, was this woman protesting, shot by a D.C. Capitol Hill cop. Kind of flipped the switch on the white cop shooting the unarmed black guy, because this is the armed black guy shooting an unarmed white woman. But I don't want to go down that road. But they didn't want to talk about that, even though they would talk about the opposite all the time. But there were a few that were armed, and there were a lot of peaceful people that were protesting an election, not trying to overturn one. Was it an insurrection? No, of course not. If it's an insurrection, they're all going to be armed, and they're going to show up shooting and taking hostages. That didn't happen. None of it happened. None of it fits a definition of insurrection, unless, like the left always does, they're out changing definitions that don't fit their desired end. Number two. He has an enemies list of people he intends to prosecute. These are quotes. What a fat lie. There is no list. Trump has pointed out that despite campaign rhetoric in 2016, he actually refrained from prosecuting Hillary Clinton, even though she arguably broke the law with her misuse of classified information and then outright destruction of government documents. She was criminal Hillary. They chanted, lock her up, and yet he didn't pursue that the first term. If he didn't do that the first term, why would he do it the second term? And he hasn't said he would do it this time around. No. Number three, he says that one of his highest priorities is to set free the violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers on January 6th. Pile of crap. What law enforcement officers got assaulted? Like I said, the only assault was by the cop that shot the unarmed woman who was protesting. He did say he would pardon a lot of the rioters on a case-by-case basis on the premise of whether they were violent or non-violent offenders. Now, this is interesting. I'm coming from this hypocritical whore, Harris, who herself urged people to bail out the rioters during the 2020 riots. Those were real rioters. And she's urging them, people, to bail them out. Number four, I will always tell the truth. Oh, my God. Gosh, did she have her fingers crossed behind her back when she said it? She lies with great, what's the word that they used in colonial times? Great felicity, with ease and perfection, is how she lies. Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. Used to only apply to Hillary, but now she's got a compatriot in that appellation. Number six, Trump wants tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. Well, the 2017 tax cuts primarily benefit, guess what? The middle class, which, of course, hypocritical whore Harris says that she's part of, and she isn't. She never has been. But, you know, why ruin a good story with the truth, Harris? Yeah, Trump did lower corporate tax rates. Why not? That was to encourage companies to invest more at home, bring them back from abroad, which he did. That was the reason they fled was because of the corporate rates under Obama. The lowering of the corporate rates were to bring the corporations back to the U.S., create or recreate the jobs that were transported under Obama, who famously said, hey, laughing, hey, you can forget about these companies coming back. End quote. No, Obama, we want to forget about you ever coming back. The man behind the curtain pulling the strings. Number seven. Trump is going to pay for all of this with a 20% national sales tax. He has never once ever talked about a national sales tax, known technically as an ad valorem tax, but they don't use it. He said he's going to use the tariffs, but tariffs are not a national sales tax. This is just how the left lies with great felicity. Look it up. Use that word. You'll sound twice as intelligent as anybody around you. And I'm not twice as intelligent as the people around me, but it sometimes is just kind of fun to sound like you are. Okay? And interestingly, all these tariffs did Biden and Harris stop the tariffs? No, they didn't stop them. They continued with Trump's tariffs from 2016 to 2020 while at the same time lambasting Trump about the tariffs that he's going to have when he returns. Sheesh. Number eight, well, he tried to cut Medicare and Social Security every year he was in office. Flat out lie. Number nine, he would ban abortion nationwide. Flat out lie. Woman, do you simply lie through every orifice of your body? Your ears, your nose, your mouth, and there's one other which I won't name? The answer is yes. She does. 11. Trump killed a border security bill. This is such a pile of crap. Another tired old talking point of Harris Biden here from Breitbart. Quote, the administration was well aware that it does not need a new law to enforce border security, but tried to blame Congress for not passing comprehensive immigration reform. You see, it was an immigration reform bill. It wasn't border security. Another lie from this witch, the wicked witch of the West, the hypocritical whore. She is. People say, well, you're not being very, very nice. Well, you know how many times the word whore is used in the Bible? A lot more than I've ever used it on this program for the last 20 years combined. But when it applies, it applies. They did not need Trump to tell them to oppose this idea. He was opposing the immigration reform program because it was basically olly, olly, oxen, all in free. Congress could do whatever it wanted. He said he stopped the bill. No, he didn't. He had no authority. He's not president. He's not in the House. He's not in the Senate. He was just running for office. They had all the tools, but yet they found the money to start tearing down portions of the wall. They found money for that. Liars. Gosh. 12. Trump called the soldiers suckers and losers. You know who the suckers and losers are? The ones who are responsible for the 13 Afghan because of the crappy extrication from Afghanistan by Biden and Harris. She said the other day she doesn't disagree with one single thing that he's done. Until he called us all garbage, now she's trying to find a way to parse that I don't think that I would describe it that way or whatever it was, some other lie that she's just so easy saying with great felicity. Okay. Last one, Trump wants to put people who disagree with him in jail. This is laughable. Absolutely laughable. Especially when the Biden-Harris Department of Justice is still trying to put Trump in jail. They always accuse others of what they're doing themselves. So she goes on to describe Trump as a wannabe dictator, a petty tyrant, and a speech that was so negative as any that she has made in her campaign, and to work up people's preparations for violence in case she loses. More on that in a little bit. But MSNBC coming out and splicing little bits of a 1939 Nazi convention at Madison Square Garden into Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden coverage, I will tell you, it just is beyond the pale what the left does. And if they lose, what's their next step? If you call Trump Hitler 8 million times, why wouldn't you try to kill Hitler by assassination? And if he's in office, why wouldn't you continue that? And the violence, they're all, it's called PSYOPs, which is psychological operation. I hope I can get to it, but I want to cover this little piece. You can bleep, please bleep my effing words. This is interesting. This is a shot of Gretchen Whitmer, the witch from hell in Michigan, and Harris, who is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, with Whitmer, toasting and hoisting a couple of beers in a bar where they didn't realize that they were being photographed and mic'd. So, the gal on MSNBC the other day was talking about how utterly vulgar the Trump rally was in Madison Square Garden. I watched it. There wasn't any vulgarity at all. They call it vulgarity because, why? Because he used the word hell a lot? Is that why? She was just talking about how vulgar it was. And profanity. And well, he did say hell a few times. So now let's switch to Whitmer and Harris in the bar having a couple of beers in Kalamazoo. So, reading a story from WorldNet Daily here, just a piece of it anyway, that they're in there greeting the locals at the bar. They sat down for a drink, and so they got the beer talk going. The patrons are watching. Some of them are filming them on smartphones. They don't seem to mind that until they find out that there are also reporters there that have mics which are picking up their conversation. So Harris says, quote, "Oh, we have microphones in here just listening to everything. I didn't realize that." Whitmer, a class act from the pit of hell, of course. "You bleep my F words, I hope." To which Harris responds, "Well, we just told all the family secrets, S-H-I-T. There's Harris. And MSNBC, you want to talk about Trump's vulgarity? Because he uses the word hell a few times? You got F-bombing Whitmer and S-word Harris, who is known for F-bombs. It's the only word that she speaks with great felicity. Yeah, all the time. Usually at her staff. No wonder. You know, people from a distance see what's going on in this country. And you go, I mentioned this on the program, the Sunday morning program, which you want to hear. You need to hear this piece from a totally exclusively biblical perspective. Hungary, overwhelmingly supportive of Trump. Israel, overwhelmingly supportive of Trump. Who wants Harris? China, Russia, North Korea. Doesn't that tell you something? When it's all our enemies that support Democrats? We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat.
Well, it just seemed like this was the right day to play that song by Brian Lewis. Thank you, Brian. Gosh, the song never made the charts, but it's perfect. Okay. Again, I just want to emphasize, get Sunday Morning with Robin Walter through your podcast or however you want to get it. Pick it up because it's the biblical side of this program today, which is a little biblical but politically full-throated. It needs to be. But I'm going to reference just a couple of really quick things that I did on the air that this election is important in so many ways because, you know, I've got children, I've got grandchildren. I want a better world for them. I want a better world for other people's kids and grandkids. I want a moral country that while we've never been perfect, we've made strides, but now our strides are going backwards with what we have in this nation that is just, it's just awful and what's going on. And I want the children in this country, more than anything else, to be free of the satanic devices that sit as the essential campaign platform planks of the Democrat Party, and particularly the hypocritical whore Harris, who sits there as on the throne of, like, Athaliah or Athalia, however you want to pronounce it, that woman in Israel who killed all of her grandchildren. She missed one, but she killed all of her grandchildren so that she could stay on the throne. Ruthless, would do anything to have and maintain control, just like her mother, Jezebel. That's why I said this woman is a Jezebelian witch. Is she demon-possessed? Yes, I believe she absolutely is. But don't just take my word for it. I want to read a piece from, which I read a small portion of it on the Sunday morning program, but I need to cover a little bit more here about a gentleman who was kind of defrocked in the Catholic Church by the name of Carlo Maria Vignano, not sure how you pronounce G's in Italian. He was the Vatican's ambassador to the U.S. from 2011 to 2016 until he got booted because he was trying to hold the Pope to biblical values. In other words, because Carlo loved the Bible, and he wouldn't be afraid to bring up uncomfortable passages to the Pope dealing with queerdom and stuff like that, he got booted. He got defrocked. But when I said that people in Hungary care more about what seems sometimes happening in this country than we do, they're overwhelmingly for Trump. I mean, the poll from Israel the other day was 66 Trump, 14 Harris. The other 20% are undecided or didn't care. But the fact that they care, when our best allies are for Trump and our worst enemies are for Harris, what does that tell you? But this is the observation from Carlo Maria Vignano former ambassador from the Vatican to the U.S., who writes, and I'm going to read this quite liberally here because I'm just going to do it instead of trying to summarize it. So Donald Trump, he said, you know, has always been Hitler, 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 which is, he said, is the most horrific, reprehensible description you could probably give to a person. But he comes out and says that Harris is, quote, an infernal monster who obeys Satan. In other words, he's saying what I've been saying. She's demon-possessed. He said, the election this year is in fact described by many as a spiritual fight. What with the likelihood that Harris would push harder for Biden-Harris administration's top agenda items of abortion for all, transgenderism, including bodily mutilations for children, and so forth. Now, he said the voters in these days are going to decide between two radically opposed ways of conceiving the government of your nation. He's writing to us. He's telling us, this is a foreigner who is pleading with the people in the United States about how we should vote. He goes on to say, the choice is between a conservative president who is paying with his very life for his fight against the deep state and an infernal monster who obeys Satan. And he says, for a Catholic, there can be no question. Voting for Harris is morally inadmissible and constitutes a very grave sin, nor is it morally possible to abstain from voting for Trump, because in this war, declaring oneself neutral means allying oneself with the enemy. From America's woke ideologies, abortion, transgenderism, and he goes on to say, quoting here, the dens of iniquity is what he's really saying, the dens of indoctrination and corruption from kindergarten onwards that now mark American schools and what they have become. Keeping in mind, what he's basically saying here is Jesus' words from Matthew, better to have a millstone tied around your neck and be cast into the depths of the sea than to lead these children astray. So he goes on to talk about a moral duty, that in 2024 you have a moral duty to vote this time. Not just a civic responsibility, but a moral duty to vote. You get to choose between freedom and slavery. He said here, in Donald Trump's America, every Catholic can practice their faith and educate their children in it without interference from the state. On the other side, we have a candidate and a party that promotes everything that directly opposes the faith and the morals of the Catholic Church. And I would say here, of all Christianity, really, but continuing. In Kamala Harris's America, Catholics and Protestants are considered fundamentalists to be marginalized and eliminated, and their children are considered the property of the state, which arrogates to itself the right to lead them astray from an early age in both body and soul. This guy gets it, and he's got to read a riot act to the American public. Trump's America can become great and prosperous again. Harris America is destined for invasion and for moral, social, and economic destruction by the most ferocious dictatorship ever known. Democrat-run cities, for example, are dumps filled with derelicts, criminals, drug dealers and addicts, prostitutes and robbers. Your schools are these dens of indoctrination and corruption from kindergarten onwards. In your court, criminals are acquitted and innocent people are imprisoned. Ideological crimes are prosecuted while illegality is tolerated and encouraged. In your hospitals, multinational corporations rule. You are their guinea pigs. Now, this guy was like RFK Jr. He was anti-vax, which I fully support. They're guinea pigs to be exterminated or made chronically ill so that you will be their perpetual clients. America now, he said, has a puppet in the White House and a corrupt and incompetent vice president who has never, ever stopped lying and deceiving voters about her past and her future. Power is managed by the criminal deep state whose names and faces we now know that is responsible for the destruction of your great nation. Under Harris, he says America will be destined to be manipulated by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. For do not think that this remote hypothesis, wherever the woke left takes power, it establishes the most vicious, anti-human, anti-Christian dictatorship that humanity can know. And we know that every time the left has come to power, it has never, ever left through democratic means. So what he's saying is, the only way they go, and he's kind of alluding to a second American revolution. And he singles out Obama, Clinton, Soros, Klaus Schwab, Jeffrey Epstein, the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates, and then the financial companies of Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, because they push this woke crap. He goes on to say, and I conclude, this is a great statement coming from somebody in Italy. Quote, behind these people, and by now we should know this, are people devoted to evil, united by the satanic hatred against our Lord Jesus Christ and those who believe in him. We want Christ to reign, and we proclaim it with pride that Christ is King. They want the Antichrist to reign, whose tyranny is made of chaos, war, disease, famine, and death. And he concludes by pointing out that while Trump holds some positions, which Catholics and Protestants will not agree, that he represents, quote, the only possible choice to counter the globalist coup that the woke left is about to implement definitely, irreparably, and with incalculable damage to future generations, end quote. Oh my gosh. You know, it was Alexander de Tocqueville, the Frenchman who came over here in the 18th century, who observed America and its institutions and its people and its faith, its religions, the Christian religion. He said, America is great, but America is great because America is good. What this man, Carlo Maria Vergano, saying, America is going to be bad. America is not going to be great, or will not be great, or will lose its greatness because America is bad, or going to be bad at its fullest manifestation under this wicked witch from the West. This is how, I mean, folks, it is so wicked. It's just really hard to believe. I mean, you take this actor. Now, I watch so little TV, I couldn't give a rat's rear end about some TV show called Parks and Recreation by NBC. Now, if you watch it, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying I read more than I view. It's got some guy, I don't know who he is, Nick Offerman. I guess he's some big deal on this TV program. So he comes out with a video. And what does the video have in it? I hope you're sitting down here. He's getting slammed for it, but well, he should, but not by enough people. You need to just cut out NBC, which is nothing but crap network. Isn't that what that stands for? But it's an election-themed video he's put out, and it celebrates a senior citizen being punched and kicked in the stomach. Yeah, you heard me right. By a group of kids because a senior citizen didn't vote for Harris. And with this Offerman then warning people that this could be their fate if they sit out the November election and don't vote for Harris. In other words, he's saying, your kids are going to so hate you for not voting for Harris that you deserve to be kicked and punched into oblivion, you old senior citizen, no good piece of crap. Then he goes on to say, quote, you better vote. Don't let this moment pass, or future generations will kick your wrinkly ass. End quote. This is your Democrat Party. This is your, now you know why, is it, call it a Democrat Party. And then I've got to conclude with this. It's not the good news, but it's the reality. I better get it in. I don't know what's going to happen after next Tuesday, but I mentioned earlier about the PSYOP being used to justify violence if Harris loses. PSYOP being a psychological operation. It's done with military precision without using typical military means. It's psychological in nature. It would be like brainwashing and things of that sort. It would be a psychological operation. And I want to quote here because I just got to fit this in. I got to do it most expeditiously. Bob Unruh, great reporter. He said, and I quote, Democrats actually for years already have repeatedly and wildly claimed that President Donald Trump is Hitler, a strategy that encourages violence against him because, after all, if he truly is Hitler, then society's limits on opposition then are lifted in order to prevent the supposed horrors that could follow. And he goes on to quote, and most of the quote is going to be from this gentleman, great writer John Daniel Davidson. And one of the reasons I'm going to quote from this extensively is because he writes for The Federalist. He's a senior editor at The Federalist, which is a great piece. It's a piece that most of us don't read. Not blaming anybody, but he's good and he's right on. And he said that it's in at the Atlantic that unleashed this outlandish hit piece on Trump, claiming that he advocated for Hitlerian ideals. He said, if the commentary charged is part of a larger PSYOP, the commentary charged is part of a larger PSYOP to justify post-election violence if Trump wins in November, to signal to the activists to reject the results of the election, to divide the military, and to coax an insurgency out of the radical left-wing base of the Democratic Party and unleash it on American cities. Harris's own version of the claims, he questions, he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution, says Harris. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military that is loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. Now, I've got to insert my own comment here. When did that ever happen in the first 4 years? There's no evidence during the first 4 years that anything remotely close to this reflected Trump's behavior. None whatsoever. So why would you think it would happen again? He hasn't said it. Back to John Daniel Davidson, quote, this is not just the normal heated rhetoric that comes out in the final weeks of a close presidential election. This is something else. It is at least a tacit call for violence, for insurrection, and for a third assassination attempt against Trump. And I need to insert here, if you want to see and observe a real insurrection, watch what might happen or will likely happen if Trump is reelected. Davidson goes on to say, quote, it's hard to overstate how reckless and dangerous this is 2 weeks before an election that Harris appears to be losing. Having staked out this rhetorical ground, what is she supposed to say if she loses the election? How is she supposed to concede? Will she come out and say, oh, sorry, everyone, we tried hard to save America, but now you must all live peacefully under the new Hitler. She's not going to say that. She can't now. She has to call for resistance. She'll call it probably patriotic resistance. She might do that, but it will be coded as a call for street violence or worse. After all, you can't just accept a Hitler-like fascist regime. You are going to fight it any way you can. And I'm continuing the quote here. The Hitler name-calling, said Davidson, follows Biden's repeated insistence that Trump is an existential threat to democracy, which, of course, I need to insert here. This is a typical left. Trump's the existential threat to democracy all the time, while the left is the existential threat to democracy. It's over if the left is elected, if Harris is elected. We're saved to fight at least another day, and democracy is saved if Trump is elected. Okay, back to the quote here. Others in the campaign have included White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre Lesbienne, well, I added that, who rants and rages about the danger from Trump, all creating the opening for assassination attempts. And I need to insert this from my own perspective. Understand that when the left rages with all the violence that has planned assassination attempts, Trump, if elected, will need to respond forcefully. He has no choice. But then they will call his forceful response. They will use that response as alleged proof of being a dictator. I mean, do you see the mindset of the whack job left? They will create the Donald Trump that they want to see, even though Trump will be doing it for our own good, and say, look, that's proof that he's a dictator. Look how he's handling all these riots that, oh, by the way, are burning your cities and your schools and killing people. So, Davidson continues, is this reckless and dangerous for her to say this? Yes. Is it designed to prepare the ground for mass violence? Yes. Is it assassination preparation? Yes. Yes, it's all those things. But understand that we're not dealing with a normal political party here. We're dealing with an ensconced institutional oligarchy that has already executed a coup against the previous Democrat nominee and sitting president, forcing him to end his reelection campaign. Of course, in the name of democracy. That's what my ad. They have already discarded millions of Democrat primary votes to install their handpicked successor, despite their claims to be caring about preserving democracy. They have already refused to tone down their incendiary rhetoric, despite two assassination attempts against Trump. In other words, these are not people who care about political norms. They care about power and power alone. He cited Harris's comments, quoting Harris here, you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. Well, that's interesting, because that's what they're trying to do to Trump. Lock him up because he disagrees with the left. He said the purpose of this isn't to just scare voters into casting their ballot against the former president, or to provoke some unstable would-be assassin into taking a shot at Trump, although some Democrats no doubt see that as a happy byproduct of this Trump as dictator rhetoric. Its main purpose is to prime Democrat voters for violent resistance should Trump win in November. He said Harris is pushing a narrative that Trump is going to be a fascist dictator if he wins office and use the powers of the presidency to go after ordinary Americans. What a pile of crap. That's Harris saying that, but quoting Davidson, he said this is an extreme and frankly unhinged position. And I would insert, if anybody's unhinged, it's Harris. You've seen the ads saying that Trump is unhinged, same thing. Always calling the other people something that you are guilty of yourself or that describes you perfectly. But back to the conclusion of Davidson's piece here. This is an extreme and frankly unhinged position with no basis whatsoever in reality. You don't say things like that unless you're hoping to provoke a strong reaction. And the reaction Democrats are hoping to provoke is, in fact, violent resistance to a second Trump term. Now understand, and I'm glad, that I think when you get past the fake generals like Milli Vanilli and these other slugs that Obama has appointed that carry out the woke agenda, I think you'll get down to a portion of the military that truly supports Trump and votes for him, as do all the city police, county sheriffs, state police agencies, and so forth. Hopefully they will do their job so that Trump doesn't have to. Like with Portland riots. He let Portland burn, but he said, hey, if you want my help, I'll help. But they didn't want his help. They apparently wanted Portland to burn. But I will say this in closing. You've heard me say this a gazillion times, maybe ad nauseum, but if you don't have any firearms, it's time to get them while you can, and the ammo, and get trained, know how to use them properly and legally while you can still get them, because you may need to exercise your Second Amendment right of self-defense. God bless you. Be sure and vote for Donald Trump. We'll see you next week.